Quick, get comfortable. It's time to get ready for another episode of the Tipsy Teacher Podcast. If you ever find yourself just sitting in your silent car, chuckling about the mishaps and what the fuck moments in your day, then you are in the right place. In this episode, we will be discussing some there is absolutely no way that that actually happened today moments. So let's get to them. Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Tipsy Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Kind Vine Teacher Wines, the wine that fuels and funds teachers. If you tune in until the end of this podcast, we have a discount code waiting for you and your next online order at teacherwines.com. We are so glad that you're back and excited to laugh, vent, and entertain our hardworking teachers. Now it's time for you to sit back and relax. And just a reminder that homework is for home, and so is this podcast. Tipsy Teacher is NSFW, not suitable for work, friends. So if you're at work, turn that shit down. All right. So today on the podcast, we have a longtime podcast fan, Madison. Madison is a teacher who's been listening to the Tipsy Teacher podcast since maybe its very first episode, yeah, like
a long time.
4 years ago.
Just about, yeah. Yeah. Help me through COVID.
I was there when it all started. So I know Madison from like always engaging. She's literally, I'd be like, I have a question for everybody. And she's like, boom, I got your answer.
I got it.
Always there for me. She's always giving me the feedback I need. And whenever I was searching for podcast guests, I don't even think, did you even like reach out or did I reach out to you or?
No, I think I put it, or I think I did reach out because I think I said it was like my teacher goal of the year. Like, top of the list, and now I've met it, and I can quit now. I can retire. I'm good. I'm fine.
Don't even need to wake up in the morning.
So. No, I school work. But. Don't.
I'm so
it.
Happy. I'm making dreams come true.
Dreams have been made. Made.
I love it. So okay. So Madison is a teacher. What do you teach?
I teach second grade general education. At a public school, and I am the daughter of a retired teacher who taught.
Wow. At the same school that you're at?
So she taught in like three different districts.
Oh, okay.
She retired, and then she went to do long-term subbing in my district. And at the end of the year, they were like, you should come back. You should come back. Went back for another 5 years.
Oh, my God.
And then just retired. We held a whole entire party for her. And then she came out of retirement and we told her, we're like, your second retirement, you're looking at pictures from your old retirement party. We're not throwing you another one. But yeah, she taught for 42 years. And that's kind of why I wanted to become a teacher. Because, you know, even though my mom was like, don't become a teacher, we don't make money. Like, you know, kids can be kids sometimes. So I actually went to college for mass communications to be a sports broadcaster.
Yeah.
And then I had a bad breakup, sad story. And I spent, I have dogs. I apologize. They're anyway, just like kids interrupting the classroom. But I had a breakup and I skipped classes and I found myself in my mom's classroom a lot. And I was like, this is kind of cool. And yeah. I went to my mom and I told her, I was like, hey, I was like, I want to switch my major to education. And I was really expecting her to be like, why? Don't do that. You're wasting your time. But she's like, okay, like if that's what you want to do, we're going on a journey. Sorry. She was like, if that's what you want to do, like I'll support you 100%. And 4 years later, I'm now a teacher. And we teach together and we talk about all of our oh shit moments. And yeah, she's my buddy. But no, I've been teaching for 5 years, which I think is long enough to have good stories, but still short enough to know that I still want to teach. Yeah. And also I kind of have to. It's mandatory. I can't retire yet.
Yeah.
No, but, no. Yeah. Now it's no, super
you can't,
cool.
do, you can't do much yet. You can't do much.
No. No, I'm not even out of mentoring yet. Like.
Oh, really?
Yes.
5 years?
5 years. So I started, I graduated in December and then I started mentoring the year after, because we had COVID.
Yeah.
I taught December to March and then March, they were like, oh, oh, we're going out for 2 weeks. I was like, oh, cool, great. 2 weeks, yeah. Vacation, whatever. Never came back. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, all right. And now those kids are in sixth grade. I'm like, you guys are so old. The first class.
Right? Isn't that crazy? They did make it, though. Like, so proud of them.
I think so.
They survived. Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. You know, nice. I had my best friend's mom was my fifth grade teacher, and then she was a reading specialist, and she did the same thing. Told me, no, do not become a teacher. Do not do it. And then I was like, every time I'd come home from college and like visit, she's like, I told you not to do it. I'm like, I'm here though. I'm doing it. I still think she would be very proud to know that I stuck through and kept going. Okay.
The kids need us.
Yeah. Like, look at me. I'm thriving kind of. I mean, I'm not in the classroom right now, but basically, you know,
you're going to be,
I'm going to be back.
You're helping on the back lines.
I hope the back lines.
We needed the wine. You're there. The wine and the podcast. You are supporting education.
And then you guys just wait, because I will be just like, I mean, today we drove, I took my kids, we drove to my parents' house, and we spent the day there. Like, I'm just so used to my routine. Like, my routine now is like, you know, maybe Addie goes to preschool, Brody and I go to the gym, he goes to the daycare. I get like little breaks here and there. Oh, no, not whenever I go on these little day trips that I decide that are great ideas. No nap. No, like, break from anybody. We're just together the whole time. And then we went to see my dad. My dad's a baseball coach for a private school. And they're, like, running around the baseball field, like, right in the foul zone. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you guys are going to get bonked on the head. And then we go to McDonald's. They mess up our order. So I have to get both of them out of their car seats, go into McDonald's. And at the end, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am going to get on this podcast and just be, like, fired up and, like, just ready to like dig in. And that's how I'm gonna be like every single Wednesday next year whenever we get back to school.
That's gonna be great. Are you nervous about your pee schedule having to change?
My pee schedule? No, because I still don't pee. I don't know. I still have no problem with that. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Unless I'm jumping jacks, then I have to pee.
Like, I notice over spring break, because, you know, spring break, you can pee whenever.
Yeah.
Or it's like Saturday and Sunday, because we went back Monday. Saturday and Sunday, I noticed myself. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I need to start practicing, like, holding it for a little bit, because I'm going to get back to school and have to pee all the time. Yeah. Luckily, our classrooms – this school was built in like the 50s. Like, it is an old school. We have two bathrooms in our classroom.
Oh, two. Wow.
We have a girls and a boys. And I know it's the boys because it has a toilet and a urinal.
Oh, wow.
So I make sure my boys use the boys bathroom and my girls use the girls bathroom. So if ever I have to go to the bathroom, I put my one special friend that I know will keep an eye out on everyone. I'm like, you watch the class. And I run. It's nice. Yep.
I mean, sometimes I just use the bathroom as a break. Whenever I was pregnant, like right before I left, I'd be like, yeah, I have to go to the bathroom.
And you're just like.
And I would just like walk around the hallway a little bit. Just to say hi to people. I'm like, I wasn't even taking a break. I was like being a social butterfly. I'm like, hi, hello. Are you doing good in there? Oh, yep, I'm going to the bathroom. I know it's the other way, but here I come.
It's like, class? What class?
Those kids, they're fine. They're reading or something. I don't know.
There's a responsible one in charge. We're good.
They're going to be great. Okay, so Madison wanted to talk about on this podcast. So I'm like, oh God, I'm stuck. My foot's stuck under my butt. So I'm not worried about peeing. I'm worried about my limbs. Madison wanted to talk about some like WTF moments, like weird things that you feel like you really shouldn't have to say. Why am I saying this in this moment? Like, as an example, I remember is one time I had a little bit of a lunch bunch as a reward, and I had to say, please stop throwing your cheese to the wall. Why did I have to say that? I don't know. And then in the moment, I was like, wow, that was something that no one else has to say in their career ever. Yeah. So I don't know. Let's think about like the craziest moment that you've ever experienced in your classroom.
So I have a lot of like what the fuck moments.
Okay.
So I have a kindergarten one because I've been teaching for 5 years. I started 2 years in private Catholic school, which was a very like different experience. I'm so grateful for it because that's kind of where I started. And then I did what I call 2 years probation in kindergarten. Because, you know.
Oh, when Madison found out I was teaching pre-K, she basically like expelled the demons and like did like a sage ritual through our Instagram message. She was very worried about me.
I call it my probation because I learned a lot from it, but I don't know if I really want to go back. I don't know if I want to go back.
It's not for everyone.
So when I was in kindergarten last year, we had smart boards, and you know, I had some kids that had trouble, you know, swiping things on the smart board. So I always used to tell them, if your finger doesn't work, use your knuckle.
Oh no.
Your knuckle. So I'm up at the board, I'm doing an example, and I'm trying to get it to write. I'm like, oh, it's not working. Oh, no. And my one sweet kinder baby goes, oh, Miss C, if it not working, just use your nipple.
Oh. And did you try? No, just kidding.
She's like, I turned around and I was like, L, honey, use my what? She goes, you know, your nipple. And then from the other side of the carpet, oh no, L, that's not your nipple. Your nipple. Luckily, none of my students that actually know where a nipple, where the nipple is, were listening or paying attention. Because when he said that, I was like, okay, we're shutting it down. Nope, nope, knuckle. Knuckle. And then this year, it happened just a couple weeks ago before spring break. Our boys' bathroom was clogged. Okay. I just thought someone used too much toilet paper. You know, standard things happen. No. Our janitor unclogs it. And he's like, you know what I found in your toilet? It's like, what did you find in my toilet? Tell me, please. 3 unsharpened pencils lodged in the plumbing of the toilet. He was like, it's not like someone could have flushed them down that way. Like someone had to have stuck their hand in the toilet. And I went to my class the next day and I was like, boys, by the way, your bathroom's open again. They're like, yeah, woohoo. I was like, by the way, the janitor found 3 pencils. And you can see a couple kids like looking at each other. I was like, he knows who did it because they put a pencil in that had their name on it. And you just see this one kid that's like, and he's like, well, maybe if the janitor knows, he can come.
He was calling your bluff.
Like, in what? These kids are not scared anymore.
He's like, they can come find me if they want me.
If I was that young,
I don't think so.
When I was their age, if a teacher told me that, I would have been, even if I didn't do it, I would have been like, it was me. These kids have no fear. Have no fear. They are the type of kids where I'm like, I will call your mom. And they're like, call my mom. And I'm like, oh, I really don't want to make that phone call. So I'm just going to message her.
Like to call the pizza guy.
I'm like, give me a fake number. 867-5309. I have your mom's phone number.
Yeah. Right here.
Or they're like,
story.
Oh, tell me.
A WTF moment in my classroom. I had a student who... Also, I just love this guy, first off, but he did not belong in my classroom. He was like, he had kindergarten, but he had an IQ of an 18-month-old. They like tested him and he ended up getting placed in a different room.
Yeah.
But I had him from September to February because that's how long it takes things to get moving in the public school system.
Like a holdover almost. Yeah.
Yeah. And I specifically remember having him on Valentine's Day because he... like came out of a shell because we had a party. I don't know what it was about Valentine's Day. He's a lover. I don't know. But anyway, couldn't find him. Can't find him. Don't know where he is. And I had a bathroom in my classroom at the time. And I was like, well, maybe he's in the bathroom. So I'm tap, tap, tapping on the door. And I'm like, Sincere. That was his name. Buddy, are you in there? And he was also nonverbal. So he's like, I'm like, okay, he's in there. Do you need help? Do you need privacy? What are we doing? Because you've been gone for a while. You're missing the party. I'm like, okay. So I like open the door. And he's in the goddamn toilet. He is in the toilet up to his knees because he's also very small. Inside of the toilet. And I was like, no, oh my God, what are you doing? Also, pants down, like just butt naked, pants around his ankles in the toilet. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he went, which kudos to him, like paws up to him. That's what we used to do. Because he like used a little bit of a sentence. He was like, my poop, it gone. I have to get it. I was like, no, you don't have to get the poop. The poop, you flush it, it's gone. No one's ever shown you a toilet flushing. I don't know what's happening. But he was like, he looked like he had gone fishing. Like when he stepped out of the toilet, it was like, plump, plump.
Oh my like, God.
It was clean because the toilet was clean because the poop was gone, as he stated. But still, he was drenched and his shoe got stuck in the toilet. And I was like, I'm not getting it. Of course, I fucking got it. Of course, I got a shoe for him. So terrible. I remember being like, why is this happening to me?
I don't remember, like, thinking back when I was younger, I don't remember pooping like these kids now poop at school.
Oh, yeah.
Like kindergarten?
Very regular. At least my class was so regular.
I would have a line. I had this one student. We'll call her Lana.
Okay.
To protect the innocent. Lana, it was like the first month of school. I kept finding toilet paper in the trash can.
Oh, no.
And one day, I had walked into the bathroom after she had gone, and there was toilet paper. And I said, Lana, why is there toilet paper in the trash can? I can't flush it. What? The last time I flushed it at home, it flooded. Oh. This girl had been putting the toilet paper that she used. Trash can.
You know what, honey? The plumbing does suck here, so I do appreciate you.
I was like, honey, in the toilet. Bless their hearts. I feel like my district, when I worked there, was like cutting corners because sometimes they reuse the trash cans, you know, where they just like empty them and then like leave them. So I was like,
oh no,
like that needs to be empty.
The toilet paper is nothing. Like the toilet paper is like
no. Clear. But I had one kid that would like go into the bathroom for probably a good 25 minutes, and I'd have to bang because in kindergarten we only had one bathroom, and I was sending kids across the hall, go there, go down the way, like go before they pee themselves. And he was like, I'm trying.
I think it's because the kids are eating like more real food now. Like we're eating wholer foods now than we were. At least whenever I was a child in the 90s, we were eating like lean cuisine, microwavable dinners. And like really bad Lunchables, everything was in plastic. It was probably constipating the shit out of us. We had no chance. So
these kids, now they got broccoli and
they got a healthy gut. This is all the max. These kids are coming in. They're coming in hot.
All of them. I just these kids.
Have you ever had anything happen in your classroom that was so outlandish or unexpected that you just did not know what to do in that moment? Like, has that ever happened?
Our class pet died.
Oh no!
On a Monday. On a Monday. So we had a hamster. Okay. And I came in, his name was Al Beans. Like the kids loved him. We had like a little carrier and a little ball. And he was like a secondhand hamster. Like we got him from a teacher that was giving him away.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to go like check on him. I tapped on his little cage. Stiff. I was like, oh my gosh. And I came in like the kids hadn't gotten there yet.
Okay.
But I was like, what do I do? So I went next door to my really nice teacher neighbors, and one of the teachers came over. She's like, don't worry, because I was like bawling. I was like, I've never lost a pet before. Like, what are these kids going to do? And she's like, I got you. So she wrapped him up really nice. We put him in like a lunch straw holder that was full of straws at one point. She's like, here, like, I'll hold him in our classroom until the end of the day, and then like you can take him home and bury him or whatever. Oh my God. So I was like, do I leave the cage? Do I clean it up? So I cleaned it up and I put it away. And I was like, okay, maybe the kids, like, what are they gonna say? My mom was like, just tell him he went to Disney World. I'm like, what?
Well, why would he go there? either, Mom.
I was like, that opens up a whole box. So
nothing for hamsters to do with Disney, Mom.
I ran to our counselor, like our school counselor, and I was like, can you please help me? Like, what do I say? What do I do? She was like, I'll come down after morning announcements and I'll talk to them. And I'm like, okay, like thinking she's gonna, you know, great counselor things, fabulous, wonderful. So all the kids walk in and they're like, where's Alan? I was like, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. My one kid walks up to me. I think I know where Al is. Where is he? He's probably dead. And I was like, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Don't worry. We'll talk. So the counselor comes down and, you know, in her very like soft counselor voice, she's like, so I'm here to talk to you because you know your class pet. And my one kid pops up and he goes, Al Beans? Yeah, we know Al. And I'm like, shit. She goes, she's like, well, unfortunately, kids, over the weekend, Al's time came and he passed away. Mind you, this kid's still like, Al Beans, fuck yeah, Al Beans. And the kid's kind of like, look. And she goes, Al is dead. And I'm like, I could have done that.
Oh my God. She didn't have a book or a toy or anything?
She had a story to read to them. And she really did such an amazing job. I think I was just kind of taken aback because in my thoughts, I was going to be like, Al went off to a magical fairyland. And blah, blah, blah. She's like, Al's dead. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, oh, and you could hear like the audible gasp of like, so we made a memorial shrine.
You made a shrine? We made a worship shrine.
Where his little cage was. And there was one kid, he drew Al in a coffin and it said, Al Beans died. And bless her heart, I had one student.
This
she
seems
was
like a show. Like, this is definitely off of, like, a sitcom. You're
so,
making
yourself. No, so my one, I had one student. She was MLL, bless her heart. She was from Haiti. Those kids, I love them. They're the most amazing kids. They'll make you smile any day. Oh. She, I don't think, fully processed what she meant by Al is dead. Okay. So at the end of the day, we're lining up. We're sitting down, like, waiting to watch our end of the day show. And she looks around. She goes, hey, Missy. Where's Al?
Oh my God.
And my one student whips her head around and she goes, he's dead. And then whips right.
Like, can we just leave Al alone? We don't need to talk about it.
So to make it worse, I live behind a field. Okay. My boyfriend dug this cute little burial behind our fence.
Yeah.
Like, again, he was wrapped in like colorful tissue paper and the little box, put him down, buried him, covered him up. Okay. 3 weeks later, I'm like, what is that colorful stuff out on the field?
No. Something. Oh, no. Okay, we buried a lot of animals. You have to put bricks on top of them.
I was gone forever, but people joke with me. And they're like, Madison, you know that, like, hamsters hibernate to the point where you think they're dead. Stop. And my boyfriend's like, what if you buried him alive and he clawed his way out? I'm like, stop. No. No. Stiff. He was dead. Died. Done. Eaten now. R.I.P. Yeah. Al Beans.
Al did not become, he did not Easter on us. He did not reborn himself. And
he was not Jesus.
Rise again.
He did not rise again.
Rest in peace. He's dead. He's gone. He died twice, actually. He got eaten the second time.
But that was my traumatic story. And of course, I told my kids, my students, that, you know, Al Beans, I was going to bury him behind my house. And one of my higher students, but what happens if you move? What's going to happen, Al? I don't have to worry about that anymore.
That's the new people will go visit him. I mean, what do they want you to bury him in the playground?
Like, where am I going to bury him? You want to take him home? And then I had the parents, because I put it on like my class tag, and the parents were like, if you want a new pet, let us know and we'll help out. But I'm like, no.
No. Like, no, maybe the turtle, because they don't die.
Turtle, fish.
Yeah. Something fuzzy. That's a lot of work. I almost took my rabbit in as our class pet, but I wasn't going to do that because he died this year. So, sorry, Charles.
All right, he's a gal. R.I.P.
Yep. He's buried safely in the backyard. No one's digging him up. There are paving stones on top of his body.
Well, now I know for the next Al Beans.
Now you know for the next, like, more important pet that you have to bury.
He's dead. Alice.
Al's dead. This was a practice run. We'll do better next time.
That was my traumatic story. And now every time I see someone bringing in a class hamster, I'm like, you've had those before, right? Like, you know, they hibernate and they, like, hibernate.
Hibernate really hard. He was dead. He was definitely dead. I'm just going to try to make you feel better about that.
Thanks.
I don't think he was doing that. My friend's turtle did that, though, and she thought he was dead, and she sat him in the garage for, like, a little bit to see, like, if he would come back to life, and he did. He wasn't dead. He was hibernating. But then he did die last week, so anyway, sorry about that. R.I.P. Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Yeah.
He came back for a little party, and he was like, I'm out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. What do you think is the most bizarre or hilarious thing that a student has ever said or done in your classroom?
The most bizarre thing.
I mean, the nipples are pretty.
But we had I had a student, we were reading Mr. Potter and Tabby See the Stars.
Okay.
And, you know, Mr. Potter, Miss T-Berry, like, they really like each other. And the author gives, you know, text evidence that lets you know that they like each other. So I'm like, we were writing in our reading, writing companions. The text evidence shows that Mr. Potter likes Mrs. T-Berry. My student goes, hey, Miss C, my mom likes Dave. And I'm like, do I want to know who Dave is? And he goes, Dave's our mailman. My mom likes Dave a lot.
Oh my God. I love it when they tell you things that they're not supposed to say.
Does your dad know that Dave is your mailman? That, and then parents don't realize that kids talk at school.
A lot.
I'm convinced they don't.
I'm terrified because my daughter's going to kindergarten at my new school that I am working at. So not only is she going to talk about her mom, but it's also going to be about those people's coworker, who's me. That's me. She's going to talk about me. I'm so scared.
Well, my little Lana, my teepee girl, we are learning about plant life cycles and how, like, a seed grows and becomes, you know, a tree or whatever. And I showed them the progression of a tree seed, like, under the soil, like, you know, those videos. And it grows to be this, like, little tree, like, baby tree. And she goes, Miss C, like, it's 3:30, like, we get out of here in 10 minutes. Like, yes, honey, what's up? I have those trees at my house. I'm like,
oh no.
Okay, like, did you recently, like, plant new trees? No, my daddy grows those trees in our basement in a gray tent, but I can't touch them because they're poisonous. And in that moment, it was like the Big Bang exploded in my head. And I was like, this explains so much. Like, I was like, honey, I finally understand you. Like, I get it. I get it. I've connected, made the connections. I get it. Where does your daddy sell his trees? Where does he sell those?
Oh my God. Can I buy a tree? You know what? The new class pet is going to be one of your daddy's trees.
Miss Christensen loves plants. But your dad, no. I was done.
I can't touch it because it's poisonous.
She was so excited about it. So she's like, I've seen those in my basement.
Oh my God.
Honey. Honey.
Well, I feel like I know the answer to this question because you've told me before that you have, like, a breakfast club.
Yes. So
has anything ever happened, like, in your classroom that was so funny or memorable that you eventually made it, like, an anecdote? Or, like, we had a student who would always be like, you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy? So then we would, like, walk around and be like, are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy?
Yep. No, I
at their expense, but still we were the only ones that understood.
The kids are just like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So I have an emotional support classroom.
Okay.
It's my sister's classroom. She teaches she's a para in my school.
So cute.
And her classroom is my emotional support classroom, which I fully think every teacher should have one.
Okay.
It's like a teacher bestie, but better, because it's somewhere that you can go throughout the day and you can just hang out with kids. Like, you know, those like little dog cafes where you can go and play with puppies that aren't yours. That's what it is. I don't have to discipline these kids. I don't have to teach these kids anything. I don't have to help them meet their goals. I can just go and hang out with these cute little kids. And I'm like, hey, guys. And they're so happy to see me because I don't grade their papers. I don't take away their recess.
I'm just a friend here to bond.
It's like being the cool aunt, but you're like the cool teacher.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you get paid.
In her classroom, she has this sweet little girl. Her name's Dee, and Dee gets very frustrated sometimes. So she came out of the bathroom one time, looked at
I know what that is.
And my sister turned to the other parent, she tapped her, and she was like, does it look like she's trying to give me the middle finger? And she, the other parent looks at her, and she's just standing there like.
Yeah, she is giving you the middle finger.
It's we walk through the hallway. We walk through the hallway, and I'll see my sister, and I'm like,
"Oh my god, I freaking love it!" This is the perfect.
Some of the kids, there were two kids in the cafeteria. They weren't my sister's or my kids, and they were teaching a little guy how to do it with his pointer finger, but his hands were so little that he would do it, and he'd be like. Like, you legitimately thought. And I know that the big kid that taught him how to do it knew that that's what it was going to look like. Because he's over there, like, giggling, laughing. And this poor little guy's like.
Flicking him off.
Just here. Point your finger. Look at this. So, yeah, we just go around now. And I'm like, staff meetings. I look at my sister. I'm like, stop talking. Stop asking questions.
This is your fault.
This is you. They're talking about you. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. I had so many people like text in or message in about like weird what the fuck moments that happened to them. This one I feel like they almost set themselves up for it. We had Mona on here actually, like I think it was like episode 4. So Hello Mona Math wrote, they took the third graders on a field trip and they actually like go camping like in tents on these field trips. Yeah, what? Third grade? Oh my god!
What's like to have a school district for money?
Mona, you're asking for something to happen.
Yeah.
And a storm came through, and a limb landed on one of the tents. Like a limb? I think she meant a branch. And I responded, which she didn't get back to me because this was today. Everybody's working, you know. Can you please elaborate? Like. Were there children inside of the tent? Was it nighttime? Because, oh my god, if it were nighttime.
Oh god.
The fact that there's a storm while you're on a field trip camping, that sounds like we should have checked the weather and maybe.
We're planning.
Done it in the gymnasium instead. You know, like this seems like we're really risking things. Although I would have been. A limb.
A whole limb.
And then my friend Lisa, who is also another guest of the podcast. And I remember this story, and I almost told this story when we did the podcast about weird things that have happened during testing, but I didn't want to even touch on this, but I'm so happy she brought it up, which means I can talk about it. There was a student that like came up through our school, and he had bathroom problems, and it's a medical thing. Like, I feel bad making fun of him, but he would just drop pellets of poop. Like, he didn't poop like turd. He pooped like goat pellets, like little circles. Yeah, and his underwear couldn't keep them in because he liked to wear boxers. So if he accidentally had a poop-ish incident, there would be little pellets all over the floor. And so you know how, like, you make a note for, like, the students you're getting? Like, you send them to the next. These kids don't want to sit next to each other. This one's mom thinks this. Or, like, you just, like, put these notes. This one was, like, sometimes there will be poop pellets on your floor. And so... That's what Lisa wrote it as. I had human poop pellets on the floor. Yes, pellets. And I didn't even have to ask her. I knew exactly what the story was. My first year teaching, it was like the first story I ever heard. And I was like, this is really what's going on here. This is what's happening here.
How do you clean that up?
A broom. I asked the same question.
Stop.
And the boy would act like it wasn't him. He like, obviously so embarrassed. Like,
Did they provide you with the dust? Like, was this like specifically like, this is your shit sweeper? Like,
yeah, no, it was the same sweeper that sucked up the breakfast crumbs as well. But like, I mean, and the worst part is that he was like embarrassed about it. So he wouldn't tell anybody. He wouldn't clean it up. He would just walk away. And then the other kids are stepping on it, you know, like terrible poop pellets. Like, just have a turd. Just be normal. I'm sorry, you can't be normal. That was me. That was insensitive. I'm sorry about your potty issues.
I would cry. I would leave. I'd be like,
We gotta heal some guts here.
Pellet.
Oh, this person wrote in that a coworker. Oh, this is Katie. She was also, look at all these podcast people participating. You're a lifelong helper now. A coworker was fired because they were drinking on the job, and the principal said it was normal. Like, wasn't even like phased.
They're like, happened. That's this a Tuesday.
Normal. They're just getting drunk. They have to fire them. Okay. We had somebody getting drunk at our school, and they never got fired. They got sent to the warehouse, and then they retired. But it's fine. All right, next one. Oh my god, this one actually, I'm gonna save this one for, no, actually, I'm gonna tell it now. So again, same Katie, the author. Mm-hmm. Somebody found a gun under the bus driver's seat when they were going on a field trip. A gun, an actual gun, and it turns out it was the bus driver's gun. And he was just like, yep, and just keep my gun here. Is that illegal? I don't even understand. Like, we're in Maryland, is that legal?
I'm in Delaware. I don't think it's legal.
I don't think it's legal.
I don't
think it's legal. We're going to have to find out. But
oh, God.
This one made me laugh. This is Jess. And I think this is Jess. I can't see your picture on here. Oh, yeah. This is Jess. Jess used to help us out with wine festivals. So another OG fan friend here. She had two boys try to blow up the school by flushing cap gun cartridges down the toilet. That's not it. That's not going to work, guys.
These are where I have follow-up questions. Like, how many did they put down the toilet? Like, did anything happen?
How did you notice that this was happening? Did they pop?
Was there at least a boom that you heard?
Yeah, what was the noise? Did it smell like gunpowder? Because I do love the smell that they make.
Was the bus driver anywhere around them?
Yes. Was it actually the bus driver flushing his gun down the toilet because he was worried he was going to get fired with the drunk teacher? I don't know. I'm also really happy that this one came in right on time. Sam also has volunteered and helped us at wine festivals. And she used to work with me at my school, but she transferred to I think it's just like a special ed school. I think they have like the whole school special ed.
Yeah.
And she was amazing with our autism students. So I think, or sorry, our students with autism. So I think that this is definitely where she belongs, but this is cracking me up. It was like what you expect classroom visuals to look like. And it's all these like pretty, like colorful, like, you know, sight words and alphabet and, you know, stop when you blah, blah, blah. But this one, it says, but what they actually look like. And let me see if I can get this. Okay, you see that? Stop.
Oh.
There we go.
Wait 10 seconds after you fart before going.
It says, wait 10 seconds after you fart before going back into the classroom. And it's a stop hand with a person farting. Like, that's the best. No. Oh, come on, focus again.
It was there for a second. I saw it for a second. Stop. Those are the things that you're like,
I don't even know. It's the best. This is the greatest thing. Oh my god. Okay, so our old gym teacher actually works at the same school as her now, so it kind of flows perfectly into his story. He was like, listen, this box in your story is not enough space for me to tell you all of the what the fuck moments that have happened since I started this school. And he says, since I've been at this school, I've got stories for days. So yesterday, let me tell you about yesterday. I was helping in a classroom. Myself and two aides were playing a board game with two kids. And all of a sudden, we felt liquid from under the desk and wondered why it was warm. Apparently, student, I just like this sentence is so inappropriate. Student A slipped his wiener out of his pants leg and was peeing everywhere.
gets knocked down this wall.
I was like, I didn't even know. All I did was send eyeballs. Except, like, the eyeball emoji back. But, yeah. So, that. Those are some what great WTF. What the fuck is actually happening here?
What do you do in that moment?
And I greatly appreciate everyone who participated in that. That was wonderful. That was quite grand.
What do you do in that moment? Like,
yeah. No, there couldn't have been. Couldn't have been. No.
There's no good solution for that.
No, not one. Not one at all. All right, so any other stories you want to share before I move into the news segment?
So I'm just thinking of all of, like, the funny kids that I've had throughout the year. And, oh, one of it's a what the fuck, but it's kind of like, why the fuck would they do that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
When I was teaching at private school, I had a parent who would buy the curriculum for the upcoming year and have their child tutored on it throughout the summer. Oh, and then they would.
And were they, like, amazing at it? No? No. No.
And we would get to things, and he'd be like, "Hi, I already learned this." And I'd be like, you're stuck here. But, like, the whole curriculum. Like, they would buy it.
Like, all of them? Like, English and math? I didn't even know you could buy, like, a one pack.
Apparently you can and get tutored on it. But that was my first year of teaching. And it was, like, right before COVID. So it was one of those kids where I was like, I don't know how to talk to you. Like, I don't know how to teach you. And, like, your first year teaching, you're kind of, like, afraid of the parents a little bit. Yeah. At that point, you're definitely like,
you know better than me.
But he was also the friend that, like, made me very upset during COVID because I made, like, flat Stanleys of my, like, self, like, my Bitmoji, right? Yeah. And I, like, was dropping them off to students' houses, like, really fun. Like, the first two were great. The kids were like, yes, I love seeing you.
Yeah.
I get to his house, and I, like, ring the doorbell. I'm like, I'm so excited. And he opens the door, and he goes, Miss C? And he, like, looks me up and down, and he goes, why are you here?
Oh.
The rest of the Bitmoji flat Stanleys were mailed after that because I was rejected by a second grader.
Yeah, well, and also that's a lot of freaking work, so good for you.
I was like, why am I here? Because I missed you. And he goes, oh.
He's like, can you please get off my lawn? This is my problem.
I'm bringing you your school books and a little flat Stanley, and you're just like, ew. I'm like, I could have caught COVID from you, and I was just being friendly and trying to teach.
And on that note,
actually, I'm here to give you the bit.
You little jerk.
Let me lift your book for you here.
So rude.
I hope he's doing great. I hope
he's probably doing fine, but that's not his fault.
The doctor he's destined to be. No, it's not. It wasn't at all.
No, and he's going to look back and he's going to be like, wow, thanks a lot, Mom. You made me that kid. And I hope he gets a podcast one day and he's like, you guys will never guess what my mom used to fucking do. He'd be like, I actually never went through school normal ever. I was always a year ahead, but not really.
I did shit twice.
That was the doorknob now. No, I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. But, like, that's the only way. All right. So, teachers in the news. Allergies are here. How are you surviving? Just kidding. That's not the news. All right. I don't even remember where this was from. But I was on Instagram this morning because I slept like shit last night. I don't know what it was. I don't know, man. It wasn't even a full moon. Anyway.
No, it's that eclipse.
Last night. I think it was Amy Schumer. Some random celebrity posted this reel of this older woman kneeling on the ground, and there's police officers, like, carrying her away, but not really. And they're, like, talking to her very gently. And I was like, what the fuck is actually happening here? And so I told you guys before, I try to make the news fun or funny. This is not going to be fun or funny, but, like, I couldn't help but not talk about it because I didn't know what the fuck was happening. And also, Amy Schumer posted about it, so it could be funny. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she's going to make a joke about it someday. anyway, I'm watching this video and these people are like, what is happening? Like all these, I went to the comments. There's no caption, Amy. What are we doing? And I went to the caption or the comments to see what's happening. Cause you know, you always go to the comments. Yeah. And I'm like,
context clues are there in the comments.
Yeah, everybody knows. Like as shocked and like, I don't know what's going on here with this older woman on the ground. Okay. So this person wrote, Tennessee Moms Demand Volunteer. So apparently Moms Demand is like a moms group that are like trying to like keep school safe or something. Volunteer Linda McFadden Ketchum. And then she tagged her Instagram handle at Linda MKTN. Was dragged out of the Tennessee Senate gallery by state troopers today. She refused to leave after lawmakers claimed observers were too loud during their vote. Okay. To require public schools in Tennessee to teach children about firearms starting in pre-K. Republicans voted down the amendment that would allow parents to opt their children out of the training. So let me read that again because I had to go back and read that sentence again. Republicans voted down an amendment allowing parents to opt their children out of training. So they're not allowing the parents to opt the children out of training, according to this comment. So this could like be totally off.
Yeah.
Like not even real. I could be spreading rumors. If you think I'm spreading rumors, go talk to Shannon R. Watts. She's got a blue check mark next to her. She's the one who made this comment.
They're fine.
But this is also, again, Amy Schumer's fault for not putting a caption on her reel. Anyway. They also voted to allow teachers and staff in K through 12 schools to be armed. And then this is the problem because it sounded like you were giving us facts, but then in your next paragraph, Shannon R. Watts, blue check mark, you said, Tennessee is not a democracy. It's an autocracy run by gun extremists who care more about protecting gun industry profits than children's lives. When you vote for right-wing Republicans, you vote for policies that can kill your children. I was like, okay. So you aren't giving us information. You're just giving us your opinion here. But you did give us Linda's Instagram handle, so thank you for that. And, of course, I followed her. She had 600 followers.
Yeah.
I'm coming, Linda. I'm here to follow people who are interesting, and you sure are, ma'am. And then the next comment said, Linda has been doing the work for years. And then I live in Tennessee and I'm a teacher. I'm appalled at this bill. They don't trust us to set our own thermostat, choose our books for our classroom and hundreds of other things, but they want us to carry a gun. And then someone commented, I bet they'll want the gun to be self-funded. Can you imagine on your donors choose project is to arm all of my 4-year-olds so that they may defend themselves in case a gunman comes.
We're aiming for 3 bullets this year to be donated.
We're not going to expel any. We're going to try not to.
What?
I don't really know. I just think it's crazy. First off, I don't know. What is the gun education? Like, Shannon R. Watts, you angry woman, you. Like, is it actually, like, educating them on gun safety? Because that seems to be important. I went to a small town school. And I will never forget one of the fifth graders shot his kindergarten sister and killed her because he was playing with the hunting gun that was under his parents' bed.
Yeah.
And that like stuck with us. I've chills like even talking about it. That was like small town, nothing bad happens. And when bad things happen, it sticks with you. And I remember after that, my parents talking to me about guns, but this is what they said. Don't touch guns. But like, what if I were ever in the situation where I had to touch a gun? Like I should know how to point it away from you. Don't touch the trigger. Hold it maybe. I still don't know how to fucking handle a gun. Like, you hold it like this. I don't know, like a sandwich. But like, I feel like if that's what we're teaching kids about, then that's fine. Let's do that. Because if we are teaching them how to do the Alice drills where we're kicking and punching the gunmen when they come into our classroom, someone's going to pick up the gun and it's not always going to be me. So if it's going to be a kid, and if we're teaching them about that, then I'm fine with that. But if we're teaching them like target practice, that's weird.
No.
So I want to know more about this Tennessee bill. And I want to hear from everyone. Like, I'm not going to, like, I am always this person. Oh, God. I'm always this person who talks with their hands. Who's, like, in the middle. And, like, you can tell me whatever you feel is right to you. And I want to know, like, why you feel that way. Do you have, let me hear about your past life trauma or experiences. Like, I just shared. That's why I think it would be important to teach about guns, you know, if we're teaching them how to handle guns safely. I don't know. Again,
I think like having that conversation, but I think like allowing the parents the option to opt out, just like they allow them to opt out. I'm trying to think of like other things that
like sex ed,
you're allowed to opt out. So then if you have parents that are like, no, like I'd like my child to, have gun safety because, you know, we do hunt, or, you know, their parents in law enforcement, or they have it, like to have that training as an option.
Or if they go on a field trip and there's a gun under the bus driver's seat.
There's a gun under the bus driver's seat, and God forbid, you gotta use it. But no, that's definitely interesting. But at the same time, like devil's advocate, I'm like thinking in my head, like, okay, like they said as young as pre-K, right? These kids don't even know how to hold a pencil. And like, depending on what they're teaching them, you're going to, little Johnny's going to know how to hold a gun before he knows how to hold a pencil the right way.
And I always felt like things like that, even when I would teach about like the Alice drills, I always felt like it just went over my kindergartner's head so much, because we have so much going on that we need to, like, no one understands. You do, because you were there for 2 years, but you don't understand, like, we are literally teaching these little babies how to survive and how to live and how to function.
How to do everything.
Them how to open up forks and put it on their like table spot, not to put it over here on the table, put it on your like tray or in your lunch. Like, I'm teaching them literally everything. I don't have time yet to touch on like, we're gonna run in a zigzag out the door because the gunman is supposedly on the other side of the school and we can leave, but in case they're behind us, we need to, I can't do that right now, let alone teach them how to like handle a gun. But at the same, in the same breath, it could save somebody's life. I don't know.
It's one of those, like, there's a very thin line between yes, do it, it's going to help, and no, it might not. I mean, especially
like you being afraid to talk about the dead hamster. Like, maybe these kids haven't experienced death yet. You don't want to be the one that brings that to the forefront.
You don't want to.
It's like planting a little seed there, you know, but it's fine.
It's okay. Small. They're good. They're fine.
They're hardened now, you know?
They've got life experience. Suffered. They got a little zest.
They can listen to some of those emo songs now and be like, I understand heartbreak.
All I know is that in like 20 years, they're going to be like, my first experience with death was our kindergarten hamster, Al Beans.
They're going to be like, grief comes in waves. Sometimes I still think of Al Beans and I cry. And then sometimes I remember the good times. Sometimes I don't even remember who Al Beans is. Yeah, they're going to be... they're going to be hardened individuals for this.
Gosh.
I like to think of it
poor
that
class.
Way. Oh, my God. It's great. It's great. But I'm going to wrap this up because this is a great podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. Make sure you're following us at Teacher Wines. Also, make sure you're following the podcast at The Tipsy Teach. That's on Instagram. On Facebook, it is The Tipsy Teacher. I'm still going to find the person who stole my Instagram handle and ask them if I can pay for the ER. If I can just have that, they can be the TC. Just fine.
Pay them in wine.
Yeah, like, here's two bottles of wine for the two letters that you took from my name.
Or show them your teacher salary and make them feel bad, and they'll be like, oh, you don't have enough money to pay me. I'll give it back.
I'm pretty sure they're a teacher. They're handles. They're not going to feel bad, Madison.
You're like, I make less. I don't feel bad.
You're like, I teach in Nantucket. We make $13 a day. I'll be like, fuck. I don't know anything about Nantucket. Sorry if I offended anybody. But anyway, the best thing that you guys can do as listeners is to tell a fellow teacher, a friend, or anyone to listen. If you're following us on social media, just share out clips, share out whatever. Just trying to get the podcast into as many ear holes as we can. And apparently eye holes. There's people watching with their eye holes. I don't know. It's fine. That's cool. If you like it like that, that's cool. Hey. But anyway, leave us a review. That way we're easier for people to find. And as promised before, if you made it this far, we are giving you a little discount code. So when you go to teacherwines.com, you are going to use the code TipsyPod at checkout to get a discount on your next order. I'm also supposed to share some little like secret with you guys that I feel like I forgot what it's called, so I can't tell you. Hang on, I'm going to find it. All right, so we made a Facebook page. Here it is. Okay. We made a Facebook page. It's kind of like a secret. It's like I've been inviting people that I can who are my friends on my personal Facebook. So it's not like I don't know. I haven't done the actual like Tipsy Teacher Facebook people. So it's not a lot of teachers, but we need all the teachers. It is a Facebook page called Teachers That Wine. And then in parentheses, free wine for teachers. And it's basically a Facebook page that we've made for the wine. Because Kenny and I are just a little bit exhausted making all these decisions on our own. And also, we just think it would be more fun if we shared it with you guys. So if you go to Teachers at Wine, it's a Facebook group. You join the group, ask to join the group. We will approve you. And you get to vote on things like cool new labels that we have. You get to pick which one you like the most. There's like little subtle differences. We're also looking into new festival gear. So like we're looking at merch. We want you guys to pick which merch. So it's a lot of voting opportunities. And this last one, the new label for early dismissal got picked. And 12 people got a free bottle of wine because they voted on the one that won. So it's worth a shot to go on Facebook, search Teachers That Wine, free wine for teachers. I don't know if that's part of the name or not. And then join. And we will be rewarding people in wine on there. But mostly you guys get to see like behind the scenes sneak peek previews of everything we're doing before it actually comes out to the public.
I like that. I'm going to go. I'm going to go join after for free wine.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, Kenny, you were really serious about giving people free wine. You literally gave everyone free wine who voted for the one that won. Like, I mean, okay, go for it.
You should go on like a professional development tour.
Hell yeah.
And do wine PDs. Wine tasting PDs.
I don't know much, but here, this one looks purple. I'm just kidding.
Hop up in the parking lots.
I did learn a lot about wine. I made all these like visual cards. So if you buy our wine on the website right now, I made these like tasting cards for all the wines. I did a food pairing one. So I learned about like what foods pair with the wine.
Yeah.
It's really cute too. There's like really great visuals. I want to post it, but I know I can't because it's like you have to buy the wine to see it. But it's really fun. It's really cute. I even did a music pairing. So like what music you should listen to while you're drinking the wine.
Like it. I'm gonna have to try it.
About me. We're glad you came. We're glad you listened.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm so happy Madison came on finally.
Thank you for having me.
Dreams do come true, everyone. Don't give up on your dreams.